Iraqi shoe thrower trial postponed. This is BreakingNewsEnglish.com. The trial of the Iraqi journalist who threw his shoes at President Bush has been postponed. Muntazir al-Zaidi was due to appear in court on December the 31st, but his lawyers have appealed against his charges. Mr. al-Zaidi was originally charged with assault against a foreign head of state. This charge carries a maximum sentence of 15 years in prison. His lawyers are appealing for the lesser charge of insulting a head of state, which carries a maximum sentence of 2 years in jail. Al-Zaidi's lawyer, Diyar al-Saadi, ridiculed the idea that throwing shoes put George Bush in any danger. He asked, "Have you ever heard of anyone being killed by a shoe?" He also added that, in Europe, they throw eggs and rotten tomatoes to insult. In Iraq, throwing a shoe is a symbol of disrespect. Muntazir al-Zaidi has been hailed as a hero all over the Middle East. His shoe throwing has also led to a number of online games, in which points are scored for every shoe that hits the US president. The maker of the shoes has seen his business soar overnight. He has had to employ dozens of extra workers to meet the demand for tens of thousands of pairs of the shoes. They are now sold as the Bye Bye Bush shoes. The incident will become one of the most memorable images of George W. Bush's term as president. His wife, Laura, was less than happy at the media coverage of the event. She told American TV reporters that Mr. al-Zaidi assaulted her husband. She said he only avoided injury because of his athleticism and sporting ability as he ducked to avoid the size 10 projectiles.